At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has sharply criticized Israel, accusing it of blatant and fascist military aggression against the Palestinian people. But he says he remains ready to work for peace in the Middle East. Arafat's remarks follow suspension of Israeli-Palestinian negotiations in Taba, Egypt, and come just days before elections for prime minister in Israel. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Davos.
Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres shared the stage in Davos yesterday, two Nobel laureates who had shared the same prize for the first steps taken at Oslo for peace. When Arafat opened with a blistering broadside of Israeli behavior over the past 4 months, Oslo seemed a long way away. Since September, violence has claimed the lives of more than 300 Palestinians. The PLO chairman put a rhetorical question to the hundreds of corporate and political leaders who crammed the hall for the event. He said, "Have you ever seen such an ugly policy of collective punishment?
Of terrorism, of killing, of escalation of war, of bombs, of rockets, to eat. Just to eat. Can you believe that I am suffering day by night to bring something for our people to eat? Is this a peace of the brave which we had signed?"
As word of Arafat's barrage filtered back to Israel, an angered Prime Minister Ehud Barak ended any speculation about a summit with the Palestinian leader this week. Curiously, Arafat's tirade came just one day after both sides hailed progress during negotiations in Taba, Egypt. Those talks were suspended Saturday until after Israel's election next week. Here in Davos, Israeli elder statesman Shimon Peres tried to put the best face on the Arafat remarks.
"I must admit I came with the preparation for a wedding, not for a divorce.
Peres publicly beseeched the Palestinian leader to put aside years of bitterness and talked of the promised Palestinian state with its own airport, passports, and secured borders.
"Maybe in the coming several weeks, we can conclude the agreement. Let's not postpone it. Let's restrain our voices and see the horizon."
Their session closed with the two men clasping hands. Arafat committed to peace but uncompromising. Kofi Annan later reported that Barak had not found Arafat's words conducive to peace. The UN chief was eager to focus on the ongoing nature of negotiations rather than the nature of Arafat's remarks.
"We should look forward. We've had a very positive and constructive discussion in Taba. And I think we are determined and should be determined to build on that."
It's not clear what Arafat had intended. Public consumption back home, or before an influential audience that sat rapt while he railed. When asked why he had chosen Davos for such a hard-line speech, Arafat said, "Did I send my tanks to besiege Israeli towns? Did I send my gunships to fire missiles?" Arafat was also asked if he'd negotiate with Ariel Sharon, the hawkish general who looks set to become the next prime minister of Israel. The PLO leader said, "We negotiate with the Israeli government," suggesting he'd talk to whomever was at the helm. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Davos.